on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, how are we? Welcome to the weekend wind up.
Non disturbare.
I don't know if I can make you happy. No matter what the odds, I'm gonna try.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon, as I said, and welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up with me, Spencer, with you now until 3 o'clock this afternoon. How are you? I hope your weekend's going well. Apologise for the deep voice today. I've succumbed to this winter bug that's going around. So I'm not doing my best Barry White impression. Just trying to speak without coughing. How are you? I hope your week's gone well anyway. Hope you're keeping safe and healthy. Thanks for tuning in today. You know what to do, you can message me, email radio@phoenixfm.com. Cracking show coming up for you. Speeding through the intro here because I want to tell you about my special guests that are coming in. We've got Thurrock Courts Players coming in here to talk about their production of The Vicar of Dibley, which is coming up. Really looking forward to that. That will hopefully be with you in the next hour. So looking forward to welcoming them in. And all the usual features, cover from another Take 5 and Danny's Choice as well. And lots of brand new music as you would expect. And this next track is just exactly that. It's the brand new one from Ella Henderson from the new album that's due out very shortly. This is the new single, and this is Brave.
Oh, darling, dry your eyes, it'll be alright. Just look to the sky now. Come and lay here in my arms. I can feel your heart. I'm by your side now. Now handle your fears for you. Cry your tears for you when the rain keeps falling down. I'm standing right here for you.
Even when it hurts, baby, I'll be brave for you. something just between you and me. When I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free. Every single word is perfect as it can be. And I need you here with me. When you lift me up, I know.
Looking to sell your property in Essex? Choose Oakmont Property Consultants, the high street agency that doesn't charge high fees. We have an all-inclusive fixed price fee of just £2,400, including VAT, for any home of any size, no sale, no fee. This price includes floor plans, professional level photography, an HD virtual tour, accompanied viewings and full service from sale to completion. Oakmont Property Consultants, the professional high street estate agent charging internet prices. Call our head office on 01708 223344.
More than half of us in Essex will get a heart condition in our lifetime. Making a donation to the Essex Heart Fund will help improve the treatment and ongoing support for cardiac patients. Together, we can keep hearts beating in Essex. For information and to donate, visit essexheartfund.org.uk or give £10 by texting SXHF to 70191. Essex Heart Fund is managed by the independent charitable trust Essex Community Foundation.
Set in the heart of Brentwood's beautiful woodland, Hartswood Golf Club is the council's jewel in the crown. With our tree-lined fairways and eye-catching course features, both new and old, Hartswood offers something for golfers of all levels. To book a tee time, give us a call on Brentwood 214 830 or visit the Brentwood Borough Council website for more details. Hartswood Golf Club, Brentwood's hidden gem.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back. Now, I appreciate that I rushed through the opening of the show today because I had lots to tell you on. So just to confirm what I was saying earlier, we do have some special guests in today. Really thrilled that I'm going to be joined in the studio by some members from the Thurrock Courts Players who will be in talking about their production of The Vicar of Dibley, which is coming up. So really looking forward to talking to Martin and some of the cast as well. So they'll be in hopefully within the next hour. So stay tuned for that. And you've got any questions for them, get in touch. You can email the studio and I'll pose your questions to them on radio at phoenixfm.com or obviously on social media, The Weekend Wind Up on Instagram, Facebook, etc. and at Spen Phoenix on Twitter as well. So basically everywhere. Get in touch if you've got any questions. And talking of getting in touch, a big shout out to Laura who has messaged in. And Laura's messaged in to say she would like to give a massive, massive congratulations to her friend Lucy. Lucy gave birth this week to a bouncing baby boy called Regan, who was in a whopping 9 pounds, 8 ounces. Mum and baby and dad are doing really well. Welcome to the world, Regan. That's lovely. And I hope everything works out for all of you. Lovely to hear such good news. So thanks for getting in touch and sharing that. And also a big shout out as well to Terry, who messaged in to say, been struck down this week with the dreaded C word. Yes, we know what it is. And feeling rough, but not too bad. And triple jabbed, so it could be a lot worse. So feeling rough. I've been listening to Phoenix all week. Been stocking up on snacks, trying to eat healthy, but failing dismally and just treating myself. Listen, if you're real, I know what you're like. I've spent the past 2 days just trying to muster through it. And I was like, I know I should be eating healthy, but I'm just going to gorge on things that are going to make me feel good. Because you feel so miserable, don't you? So I hope you're feeling okay, mate. Thanks for tuning in. And if you want a record play, do let us know. And also give a special hello to everyone watching online. There are loads of you today. 353 at the moment is looking like. So thanks very much. That's really exciting. And particularly, I haven't even got the camera on, so that's unusual. So obviously, I know what floats your boat. If you can't see me, you're going to watch in. So that says a lot, doesn't it? But thanks very much, guys. Really appreciate it. And keep coming in with those messages on the message board. Loving to hear from you and see what you've got to say. Now, this next track, I played it last week. If anyone's been watching Toast of Tinseltown, it's amazing. And this is from the lead guy, Mr. Matt Berry, featuring Emma Noble. And this is a Beatmaker.
FM travel news in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, I've got your first travel update of the day. Today on the roads are looking exceptionally busy. There are lots of problem spots, which I will go through now. On the Brook Street roundabout, as you leave the junction, going onto the M25, heading towards Lakeside Thurrock, there's a broken down vehicle which is causing some congestion there. And on the opposite side, as you leave the roundabout Chelmsford bound, there is also an accident there, which traffic is being held, which means the traffic on the roundabout is gridlocked at the moment. Brentwood High Street is looking exceptionally busy, and that's due to temporary traffic lights from what I can work out. Wilson's Corner, very busy. On the Ongar Road leading up there, there is a broken down vehicle there as well, which is causing some issues. Now on the A127, sorry, I'm just moving the map. On the A127, as you leave the M25 junction Southend bound, heading towards Dunton, there is weekend traffic. It is moving a lot slower than usual. However, on the opposite side, London bound, in that area, traffic's at a standstill due to an accident that's happened just recently. Traffic is being held by the police there as well. A13, ongoing roadworks around that Stanford, we have also got to turn off as usual, so avoid that. Traffic around Lakeside Thurrock area is also exceptionally busy as well. There is one lane closed on the bridge, and the M25 appears to be gridlocked at the moment, leading up to the bridge between the 127 and the Lakeside Thurrock turn off, so avoid that area if you can. London Transport Service is running okay. There are delays on the Circle Line and also a park closure on the Piccadilly Line, but apart from that, service is running okay. C2C, Greater Anglia Network, showing as okay as well.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Obviously, the travel situation can change in an instant, so we will keep you updated each and every hour on the travel. And if anything changes in the meantime, I will give you updates as well, don't worry. This is a rare track from a certain Take That. Thought I'd share this. I haven't played this for a long time.
Like a bullet to the head.
Get to this door, let's get to this door.
Here we go, Billy Ocean now. Love Really Hurts Without You. I want to say congratulations to Amanda, who's messaged in. Amanda, she has just opened this week her very first retail business. She's opened a clothes shop in the Shenfield area. But sadly, you've not put the name of the clothes shop on your message, so I can't say what it is. But so if you want to get in touch with Amanda, I'll reread this out again later. But Amanda wants to say thank you to everyone involved with helping her do this. It's been a labour of love. It's taken a long time coming to get there, particularly over the past couple of years, but they've got there and she's looking forward to it becoming successful and helping out the community. So congratulations, guys. Do let me know what the shop's called and I will give you a plug, of course. And I hope it goes really well for you. It's lovely to hear success stories like that, so thanks for sharing. I want to give a big shout out to Derek. Hi, Derek, regular listener, messaged in. Saying, hope I'm well. Yes, I am, sir. Thank you very much. And looking forward to the show today. He's been down this week with a cold, sadly, but he's feeling a lot better today. And him and Margaret are indoors just listening in and enjoying the music and keeping in the warm. That sounds ideal, doesn't it? It's colder today. Really is. Thanks, Derek. Hope you feel better, sir. Hope you're looking after yourself, and love to Margaret as well. And a big shout out as well to Lucy, messaged in to say, chilling today. They're meant to be going out and about, but they decided to say, blow that. We're going to stay indoors and just chill. That sounds amazing. Really does. Now, this next track I'm going to play for you, this is being played everywhere at the moment, and it's getting some real airplay, and I'm loving it. It's called Wilder Days, and this is Morgan Wade. Yeah.
wish that I would let you break my walls, but I'm still spinning out of control from the foul. Boy, you give good love, I won't lie. It's what keeps me coming back, even though I'm terrified. I know that it's wrong, but I want to have fun.
There we go, a brand new one from Adele there. Oh my God, obviously you heard the reports this week with Adele's show being cancelled. So sending out best wishes to her. There were a couple of people messaged in last week who had tickets. One of them had gone out to Vegas already to see it. So if you're back and you want to get in touch and let us know exactly what you got up to out there, we'd love to hear from you, and I hope you got refunded and stuff. But I think Adele's getting a bit of a roasting in the press at the moment. It's not really fair, is it? Yeah, I'm sure she'll recover. She's got a legion of fans out there. Now, I'm really thrilled to say that coming up, my guests are here. They're getting ready for the interview and they will be on air in the next 5 minutes or so, which I'm really thrilled. I have Gemma, I have Louise, and I have Martin from Thurrock Courts Players here to talk about the Vicar of Dibley. So really thrilled that they're with me today and talking about them. I want to give a big shout out to Lauren, who's messaged in. Now, Lauren messaged in the week asking me if I could play something 80s, and you know that's never going to be a problem for me. And then I found out this week, and anyone under the age of 40 will not remember this band, but there was a band in the 80s called Tight Fit who had a couple of big singles. They were really big, then they vanished. Well, they've only come back 40 years later, and they've come back with a comeback single, and this is it. So this is brand new, out yesterday. This is called Fallout, and this is Tight Fit.
Down. Reaching out to you. cause it's crazy to stay. There's a firestorm coming.
Is that not a Eurovision song or not? Honestly, that's the new one from Tight Fit, Fallout. After 40 years, that made a comeback. Now, I am thrilled, as I said, to be joined by my special guest today. I am joined by Martin, Gemma and Louise from the Thurrock Courts Players. Hello, guys.
Hello, Spencer. How are you doing?
How are you?
Good.
We're good, thank you.
Excellent.
Good, thanks for coming in today. Now, obviously, you're going to be here to talk about the Vicar of Dibley, which is coming up. That is being held at... Sorry, I'm reaching for the flyer. That is being held at the Thameside Theatre on the 10th to 12th of February, so coming up pretty soon. I'll give you details of where to buy tickets and that later on in the interview. But I just want to introduce the guys. So one by one, do you want to tell us who you are and what you are doing in the production, who you are playing?
So I'm Louise, and I'm playing Alice.
I'm Gemma, and I'm playing Alice.
I'm Martin, I'm not playing Alice, I'm the director.
It'd be a different sort of show, wouldn't it? You could play Alice.
I've tried.
Yeah, why not?
I can't cut the mustard with these two. It's just not
you can't get the accent.
No, I can't. No, I can't.
So, give us a bit of a premise about The Vicar of Dibley. Obviously, people know it, etc., but what's the stage show? Is it taking a story that was already been on TV, or is it a different kind of interpretation of it?
It was, the scripts were produced. This is Vicar of Dibley 2, if you want to call it that, because it's the Vicar of Dibley, it's about the, it ends with the Nativity, but it's also called A Vicar of Dibley Christmas, The Second Coming. So it's episode 2 in the theatre. And it's a little bit of a mash-up by the original writers to produce a story that flows, but there are... episodes in there that everybody will recognise, including Radio Dibley, and the nativity scene is the climax of the show. So yeah.
And do you want? So Louise, tell us a bit about yourself.
So I started doing performing arts when I was younger. I started dancing, tap, modern ballet, the lot, around the age of 3. And then I went on to college and did BTEC performing arts at Palmer's College. And then I went to Plymouth Uni and got a degree in performing arts there as well. And then I've been a part of this group for a fair number of years. So I can't remember how many years. It must have been about 8 or 7, something like that. So, yeah.
And still loving it?
Absolutely. It's just such a good outlet. And it's just what I love to do. It's a passion. And it's just nice to get away and just be someone else for a few hours.
I know Martin and I have talked about this before when he was on the show, but you cannot... underestimate the importance of local theatre and how crucial it is to the community. Yeah. Gemma, tell us a bit about yourself.
So I've been doing performing arts on and off since I was little anyway. Not qualified in it. I'm a professional vocal coach by trade anyway, but so I sing, done a lot of stuff, done Factor Essex and things like that, a couple of series of that. And I joined Thurrock Courts about 2-3 years ago now. I was going through a really rough stage in my life, and the group just made it just the best. And I'm getting emotional now, pregnancy.
Yeah, I should point out that Gemma is pregnant. And I did check on the dates. I thought, we don't want that in the show today.
No.
Yeah, if you get continuous music playing, you'll know why. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, she's got a while, yeah. But I love Thurrock Courts. It's literally the best local Amdram group that I've ever been with, and I've been with a lot. So,
I think if you find the right group, it's more than a theatre group, isn't it?
We are like a family. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it is, and I just think it's really important. If you get that gel and it works, that's what makes it. And obviously, through the shows, you can see why it's successful, because all these years later, you're still going, Martin.
Yeah, Vic, the chairman, and I are celebrating 50 years in local theatre, the Thameside, this year, and we've both got a gong coming our way for it from NODA, the National Operatic and Dramatic Association.
Amazing.
So, and it's, I don't know where the time's gone. I'd always had a love of performing from being in infant school. I was involved in the fight on the Jolly Roger. Well, I would have been, but I got German measles 2 days before my starring role. And so I was thwarted then, having gone to a secondary school where they didn't do drama. But then I discovered the Thurrock Youth Theatre, as it was then. And that then led to being drafted into Court's Players production, because somebody had to drop out at short notice. And I would have been about 19, 20. And I've stayed there ever since. So I've pursued a professional career. I was in local government, urban and regional planner qualification. But my first love has been theatre, so I often sometimes think that my entire career in local government was subsidising my love of theatre and performing in theatre. So.
I've just had a message come in. This is from Terry, who's just messaged in. He said, can he ask you why you perform on stage? Now, that is a really loaded question, isn't it?
That's a really good question.
I would say I perform on stage just for the love of it. I love, you know, I think we'd all be lying if we didn't say we like to be a bit of centre of attention at times and get a bit of applause. I certainly do, and everyone in the group knows that. But, you know, it's just for the love of it. It's getting to be in, like, that kind of glamorous little life where you're under stage lights and the makeup and the costumes and just getting to be a different person that you would never normally be. And especially when doing comedy, like the part of Alice, I can't even get on her brainwave because she's just so naive to everything. And it's nice to play naive.
I've said, somebody asked me that before a few years ago, and I said to them, the answer is, I don't know why I do, but you just do, because it just feels, being on stage, it just feels right, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
It just makes, it's a safe place, isn't it? Even though you might have anxiety and you get nerves and stage fright and everything, it just feels right, and that's the really strange thing.
Yeah, see, I was going to say that, actually, because I feel like it's so good for my mental health and everything, because you get to be somebody else for a little while. Even it's not going to take away your problems, but you know what, it can distract you for a couple of hours while you deal with everything else that's going on. You know, that's for me, that's why I love doing
and it's
it.
So strange, isn't it, because it's the polar opposite. It's an industry that does nothing, and bear with me, it does nothing for your mental health, because there's all the anxiety about getting parts and you know, 95% of the people were out of work.
Absolutely.
But when you do get it, it's amazing for your mental health. It's so polarizing, it's so strange, isn't it? So the production, I'm very interested, because obviously you've done lots and lots of different productions between you all. Mm-hmm. Do you find the comedy harder than the other stuff you do?
I don't. Generally a comedy actress by trade anyway. I thrive better in comedy than I do in anything else.
To be
else.
Fair, I don't really think I've done a serious, other than a few, but I don't really think the group's done that many serious shows. We are predominantly comedy anyway, so
I think it comes back to the idea of, you know, you were just asking why do we do it, and I think that if you're involved in a comedy and Court's major in comedy, it's been our natural place to be in terms of productions over all the years that I've been with them. When you've got a part, you've studied it and you know the laugh lines are coming up, there is no drug that can give you the high when you've got that laugh, because you're giving something to the audience.
And it's learning how to ride that laugh out, isn't it?
So you know, that as well.
Yeah.
And you that's all the anxiety before you go on stage. If anybody who says they're not nervous is either fool or deluded.
Yes.
You have to have that.
Well, I think if you're not nervous, you shouldn't be going on stage.
No,
that's my point of view.
Yeah.
No, you should.
No.
You, my mate who's a singing teacher, he always says to me, if you're not nervous, you're not going on. It's just something that's...
I was just reading, I'm still reading it at the moment, Bob Mortimer, his autobiography, and he said that when he made his comeback after he'd had his heart operation, he suddenly felt sick with nerves actually standing in the wings because of what had happened to him. But, you know, so... everybody has to experience that, because it gives you the edge. But the laugh, when it comes, is wonderful, because you're giving something. You know, it's not the ego at that point. I don't think it is. It's you know you're giving something to people. It's like when you're sitting in a pub and you know you've got a damn good joke that you want to tell people.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that, but it's times 300, times 500, times 1,000 people.
And it's like I've said, you know, you never know, people are sitting in the audience, you never know what they're going through, what their personal circumstances are, and for that couple of hours, you take them away from that, and they just enjoy themselves, and then go back to reality. But a question in from Quincy, who's messaged in and said, is there any play that you've really wanted to do, but you've never been given permission to perform it?
Oh, that's a good question, I'll have to think on that. There's a little bell ringing in the back of my head saying, yes, there is one, and I'm going to have to think about that.
That's all right.
I'll come back to that. That's annoying, isn't it? You know, here I am, it's 50 years of font of all knowledge before the company.
It was 50 years worth of knowledge, that's why.
That's right, yeah, my head hurts.
So tell me about the process. Obviously, I know exactly what rehearsals are like. You're constantly focusing on them. Do you meet regularly when performances are not happening, or do you just come together when there is a show to do?
Well, it's a social group. The group continue through every rehearsal evening that we've got scheduled, obviously, and there's a social side to it because some of us slope off down the pub afterwards. But
we do.
Obviously, there's things like pre-production meetings and then actual production meetings. Then we talk with our set designer, who really deserves a mention at this point. It's Paul Lazel. He's been with us for ages, and he is such a talented guy. And you start knowing the show that you want to do, and Vic invariably will go and see Paul, have a chat with him, and say, look, this is the set. And Paul will come up trumps pretty much every time.
Oh, that's amazing.
Every time.
Yeah, I've never actually met Paul, but I know of Paul because I was in a touring production of Oliver many years ago.
Yeah.
I wasn't Oliver. And he provided the set for that, and it was very impressive. It was really,
amazing.
Really impressive.
His sets are incredible. Yeah.
There was a production we can't get the we wanted to do Dinner Ladies.
Oh yeah.
And you can't get permission for that.
Well, apparently, I don't know whether it's the legal situation is that Victoria, sadly, who's a brilliant talent, passed away, didn't leave clarity about the rights, who had the performing.
Oh, so it's in limbo, yeah.
So we would love to get our hands on that, and along with a number of plenty of other groups, because it's such a... my wife and I rewatched the series about a month ago, and it's a brilliantly written series. The characters are all superb.
I'd say it's got your name. It's got your names written all over it. That has the,
we would love
the
to
amount
get
of characters
that.
In that. Absolutely. It really has. Yeah. I'm sure because there was a touring production of that a few years ago, before she sadly passed. So I'm sure they'll bring it. They'll get permission sorted. They must do.
Oh, I'd hope so.
There's a lot of mileage in that. I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, are there any productions sort of linking into that? Then, any productions that you would really want to do that you haven't done yet? All of you.
Oh,
well, the group have already done 40 Towers, but that's a sitcom that I would absolutely love to do because 40 Towers is my favourite sitcom. So, being a part of that would be absolutely amazing.
Yes, I would have seconded 40 Towers as well because even though it's not really my generation, it is kind of, and I've grown up with my mum and my dad watching it, and it's so funny. Yeah.
40 Towers is one of those ones that it's almost like nobody wants to touch. Just in case.
Yeah, because it's so perfect.
Isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, 40 Towers is a good... Anything else?
Well, we're toying with the idea of 40 Towers. We're kicking a few ideas around because we're trying to pick up, like everybody else, after the pandemic, how we're going to plan what we're going to do.
Of course.
I would like to repeat a show we did in the late 80s, in actual fact, and I would like to do Tom Stoppard's On the Razzle. It was the forerunner. It was the play that it was originally a German play. He then produced his own version from the original stage play, but it eventually gave rise to The Matchmaker, and then it became Hello Dolly.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to do that again.
Yeah, I know of it. I don't know too much about it though.
Well, I can sort of run you through it very briefly. if you've got about a minute, it'll take some.
Absolutely. Well, what we do is we're just heading up towards the news. We do it, and after the news, we'll go through it and talk about it.
Sure.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1. Boris Johnson will travel to Eastern Europe in the coming days as tension grows between Russia and Ukraine. The Prime Minister says he's determined to accelerate diplomatic efforts, and he'll also speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone. Sir Christopher Mayer, a former British ambassador to the United States, says Putin wants attention.
If you said to me, could I say in one word what it is that Vladimir Putin wants, it is respect. And I think one of the things that has really upset him in recent years is the fact that nobody was really paying him very much attention. Well, you can't say that now. He's caught the eye of everybody.
police in Birmingham have launched a murder inquiry after an attack in a residential area last night. A woman in her 40s had suffered significant injuries, but she passed away at the scene. It's understood Sue Gray's report on parties in Downing Street will land on the Prime Minister's desk in the coming hours or days. But now there's uncertainty about how much will be released to the public. Conservative Tobias Elwood says that hasn't gone down well with MPs or the public.
This discussion, this talk, this suggestion that somehow the Sue Gray report, which we've voted for so long, might even be redacted or somehow watered down, will not go down well with colleagues. There remains a deluge of fury with the British public, appalled by what's happened, and they want to see that we're on the road to change.
Storm Malik is set to bring 80 miles an hour winds to parts of the UK. Two Scottish Premiership matches have been postponed due to bad weather. Ahmed Diallo has scored 5 minutes into his Rangers debut after joining from Manchester United earlier this week. The Scottish Premiership leaders are 1-0 up at Ross County. Celtic host Dundee United later. And there's been more home success at the Australian Open with Nick Kyrgios and Thanasi Kokkinakis winning the men's doubles. That follows Ashley Barty's women's singles victory against American Danielle Collins in Melbourne. That's the latest. I'm Emily Hume.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
OK, your latest weather update for you. The remainder of the afternoon is going to be overcast, dull conditions with some light rain coming in around tea time. It's going to remain windy throughout the afternoon and evening. Average temperature of 13 degrees tonight. Will be patchy light rain coming in. Drizzle overnight. There will be dry conditions around dawn, but there might be a widespread frost coming in at minus one tonight. And tomorrow, frosty and bright start, ice on untreated surfaces, clouding over around lunchtime, patchy rain arriving in the afternoon, stronger winds coming in at 6 degrees tomorrow, so wrap up nice and warm. We'll keep you updated on all your weather each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Watching my hand shake.
There we go. Wendy and Lisa there with Strung Out. So welcome back to my guests in the studio, Louise, Gemma and Martin, for the second half. How are you doing, guys?
You're fine. Good.
Yeah. So we were just talking off air about kind of what it takes to be part of a group, a theatre group, and we were just saying to the listeners that it's more than just acting, isn't it? It's kind of really being involved with everything and being respectful of other people, and it's kind of, it's not, as you say, we've all witnessed people, said with respect, that just turn up and just want their bit of...
Yeah.
Bit of, yes. Bit of performing and go, and it's just so much bigger than that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And what do you think it takes, what are the traits you need from someone to be part of a group like this?
I think loyalty is a really big one.
Oh, that's so important.
Having
with
loyalty.
Us. Really is. And I feel like a willingness to get involved, not just in the onstage stuff, but the backstage stuff as well. Before I found out I was pregnant, I was going to take a break after this and do backstage and learn a little bit more about that, because I don't really know much about the backstage, and I'd really like to do that. And I probably will come back in a year's time when my baby's a little bit older. But I think it's a willingness to want to know everything that goes into a production, not just being on the stage.
I think it's also an unusual definition of the concept of team, because you're relying on everybody that you're on stage with to produce that performance that you're going to bounce off with and work with. But at the same time, you're an island, because you know, as individuals, you've got to deliver. Mm. So there's that resilience and self-belief that you know what you're doing, you understand the play, you understand the part. And then a big element of that at that point, the big element is trust in others. You have to be able to trust the people that you're with on stage.
I was just about to say that, actually, because trust is really key, because we've all been in productions, I'm sure, where something goes wrong or somebody goes wrong. And if you know the people you're working with inside out, you get around it, you work around it, don't you?
Absolutely.
And you know, and it's quite often it would have been me that made the mistake, but people know me, and you work around it. And if you know that group of people, you can get out of most things, can't you?
Yeah.
Former member, there are certain moments, though, that you say things go wrong, where there's a show-stopping moment. And we were doing a play called Love Begins at 50, and it wasn't the best script in the world, but we did a great job with it. And one of the guys who's not a member now, he was playing the lead role, and he had a pair of braces on, and there was he was down front stage, and he had to sit down next to his fellow performer, a guy called Michael. And Gary, as he sat down, he just moved slightly, and these braces detached themselves from the back of the chair. They flicked up, arched lazily over the top of his head, and landed in his lap. And it just stopped the show, because the audience, you couldn't rehearse that. It wasn't intended.
No, of course. And things like that, that's where the difference between a really amateur group is and a group like yourselves, where you ride that laugh out. You know how to kind of work with that and bring it in.
And it was a wonderful shared moment with the audience, because they knew the cast had to recover. They just had to, we all know what's happened. Let's get back to the script. So he fixed his braces back on, had to get up and walk around, deliver a few more lines, and then he had to sit down again, and there was like a whoa.
but that's what makes theatre special, isn't it? That's what makes it special for the audience, that they've been part of that, and they've been part of what happened, but also for you guys on stage. How has the pandemic affected you guys? So obviously, as performers, you want to continually be out there doing stuff, as you say, whether it's backstage or whether it's, you know, involved with creating a production or being in a production. The pandemic shut everything down. How did that affect you guys?
Very, very briefly, and I won't talk over these two because they've got their own perspective, but we just finished When We Were Married, and then lockdown hit. But we'd been 6 weeks into rehearsing this play, and over the last 2 years it's been stop, start, stop. Will we ever start again? Meeting on Zoom, reading one act plays to each other on Zoom to keep the spirit going, keeping the core group would keep it going. And coming out of it, we've been enjoying, really delighted in what we're doing, having a wonderful time, a real ball in rehearsals, because it's very, very funny. I think it's funnier than the first one.
Yeah.
But all the time, there's that tension over your head, the sword of Damocles, is it going to drop?
Yeah.
You know, and, oh, no, we're going back to lockdown again. And then watching what was happening in Wales and Scotland, and they were taking their own path recently. Now they've relaxed it. I think we're all sort of learning to live with the situation. And if you come along to see this show... best 2 hours therapy you can have in the aftermath of the pandemic, I reckon.
Well, that's what theatre is, isn't it? Theatre is therapy for people. As I mentioned earlier, if you've got a really difficult, you know, personal life or something going, when you go to the theatre, you've got 2 hours of just escapism, haven't you? So this is on at the Thameside Theatre, as I said, 10th to the 12th of February. Now, tickets are available on... details will obviously be on the website and on the show page as well. But if anyone wants to make note of this, you can go onto the Thameside ticket website, which is www.thamesidetticketsolve.com. Or you can call the box office on 0345 300 5264. Tickets are very reasonable. And you'll go in and you can literally see some quality performances from local actors. And I do highly recommend this. Now, can we talk very, very briefly? I know we spoke before you came in. Obviously, the Thameside Theatre, massive spotlight on the theatre. And we know that there have been some challenges.
Yeah,
with the theatre, and because of a lack of a vision and foresight from the local authority regarding the theatre, shall we put it that way? I have to say congratulations to all of you involved for really driving that, because you've certainly got the local authority on their toes, and there are some green shoots showing that you're turning it around.
Yeah,
still a long way to go. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and there is, and you have our support here on that to kind of, you know, to do that. How is that at the moment? What's the situation?
Well, all the media support is greatly appreciated by everybody that's been involved in the campaign, either those directly at the coalface and those that are supporting those that are at the coalface. I know there was a headline in the Gazette. I've been so busy on this show, I've been sort of a little bit out of touch on the back seat for about two and a half weeks or so. But the headline in the Gazette was
misleading.
It was misleading. But that's not cause for no optimism. Things are progressing.
Yeah.
And progressing in the right direction. Mm. And that's a big turnaround for everybody involved, and very gratifying. And we'll just have to see that if we can bring things to a successful conclusion. I would obviously say just, you know, watch this space.
I think what the campaign showed is, and this is just my opinion, so it's no political leanings whatsoever, but I think that the local authority did not expect the comeback to what they were proposing from people and the fight back.
They just thought
they would ride over you and just do it, and it just hasn't happened that way. And the swell of support has been unreal, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, amazing. Well, I think they've responded appropriately to the feelings that got stirred up, and the way everybody, all of that dynamism coalesced around that complex. It's not just the theatre, it's a library, it's a museum, and it will be so much more, because the future for it, if it all progresses, will be as a community hub, arts hub and culture hub, and it will not be run by the council.
Well, like I said to you before, where is the common sense? If your focus is on regenerating an area, you don't get rid of the one thing that brings people to the area.
Everyone loves it. There's been so much.
Because that's why you go there, isn't there?
Complex. Exactly. It's unreal. Like, the library is amazing as well, not just the theatre. You know, you've got the library and a little coffee shop that was lovely and things like that. It means a lot to a lot of people.
You've got Children's Story Corner, which was actually designed as a Children's Story Corner in the original concept of the building. And you can see the mums with toddlers coming in if you walk through, and all the school children that come in at the end of the school day to come and use that library. So even if that library moves a bit, there'll still be a link there between that complex and if they do decide to move it south of the railway line into the new civic offices at that area there. But it's recognised what value that is, firstly to the immediate community, but obviously the council are looking at their new culture strategy, which is going to be borough-wide, and this obviously will form hopefully the centre that will radiate out, and it will radiate back in, and there will be probably a more cohesive approach to the borough developing over the years than there's ever been. Not that it's been bad, but it can be so much better, and that's something really good to look forward to.
Absolutely, and I think it is key to keep the borough moving forward. I really do.
Absolutely.
I really do. So congratulations to all involved. I know we're not there yet, but I think you've done a cracking job on trying to save
you. Thank you.
You really have. So, Let's just summarise. All these details are going to be on the website and the show pages by the close of play today for the production. It's on the 10th and 12th of February at the Thameside Theatre in Grays. You can get tickets on by calling 0345 300 5264, and the website address I will put on the show page. Now, before you go, I ask everybody that comes onto the show to name a song they would like to play. Could you tell us what that song is and why?
Shall we do it in our Alice voice?
Yeah,
yeah,
go on, give them a sample.
So, The Show Must Go On by Queen, because I don't know, you do nice. Alice. Very nice.
Because it's very, very, very nice.
With sausages.
With sausages.
Gemma, Louise, Martin, thank you so much. Good luck with the show.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks.
I'm learning, I must be warmer now. I'll see. dawned on me that I've always been lonely, and I needed this to feel comfort and complete. I never thought we'd meet, but they said I was always gonna be that way until I saw you. I believed them every day, and then you came my way. Nothing stays the same, and I, for one, am glad. Never knew I wanted you so bad. But they said I was always gonna be that way until I saw you. I believed them every day, and then you came my
Phoenix FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, your latest travel update for you. Roads are still looking quite busy and congested at the moment. On the A12, as you leave the Brook Street roundabout, still heavily congested as you go Chelmsford bound, which there was an accident there. Traffic was being held earlier. And also on the Brook Street roundabout as you're heading towards Brentwood High Street as well, that's heavily congested. The M25 from the Brook Street roundabout Brentwood Junction heading towards the A127, that's got a heavy build-up of traffic. Traffic is being held at the moment. Doesn't appear to be an accident, but traffic is being held for some reason. On the A127 around the Dunton area, both lanes now are being blocked with traffic being held there due to an accident earlier. The lane on the Queen Elizabeth Bridge is now open, so traffic is now moving over the bridge into Kent, but there is still a backlog where it's waiting to be cleared. And also on the A13, you have the ongoing roadworks as well. Services C2C and Greater Anglia Network are still showing as okay, and there are still some problems on the London Underground with a closure on the Piccadilly line and now the Northern line as well. But I'll keep you updated on all the travel each and every hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Yeah, apologies, my voice keeps going. I'm trying not to let it show, so I do apologise if you sound like some crass voice on the radio talking there. Now it's time for today's cover from another. And I've picked a blinder today. Do you know when you give yourself a pat on the back? I don't often do that, but I'm really chuffed with this one. I don't know whether I've been left out of the loop, but I just wasn't aware of this cover, but it's a corker. So do let me know which version you prefer. Email me radio@phoenixfm.com or hit me up on social media, all the usual channels, and let me know if you like the original or the cover. And this is interesting.
seasons color just what I caught her eye. She told me that the tank was loaded. I said my case on the room of Coca-Cola. She said fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever common people see? Wanna sleep with common people? You wanna sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flagship of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some packs and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. Still you never get it right. It's when you're
came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat or barber shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flats and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Things that you do because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out because everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never watch your life slide out of you.
And dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
You know what? I'm genuinely speechless. How bonkers that is! That's today's cover from another. So we had the original, which is obviously by Pulp, with Common People, and the cover version was William Shatner. Yeah. Do let me know which one you prefer. Email me radio@phoenixfm.com. Just let me know. That was different, wasn't it? Do let me know. I'm pretty sure I know which way this one's going, but you never know. I've been proved wrong before.
Don't blame me just because I'm bored. I'm needy. I need to taste it all. Don't doubt me just because I am quiet. I'm thinking about it.
I'm looking in the space. This time, this void, I'll make it.
that's out of mind. Never doesn't keep you up at night. Then let it go. Let it go. If you feel like it's got you bad, it's the scariest thing that you ever had. Then let it flow. Let it flow. You gotta keep it as you find it, or you gotta let it take you on.
More than half of us in Essex will get a heart condition in our lifetime. Making a donation to the Essex Heart Fund will help improve the treatment and ongoing support for cardiac patients. Together, we can keep hearts beating in Essex. For information and to donate, visit essexheartfund.org.uk or give £10 by texting SXHF to 70191. Essex Heart Fund is managed by the independent charitable trust Essex Community Foundation.
Looking to sell your property in Essex? Choose Oakmont Property Consultants, the high street agency that doesn't charge high fees. We have an all-inclusive fixed price fee of just £2,400, including VAT, for any home of any size. No sale, no fee. This price includes floor plans, professional level photography, an HD virtual tour, accompanied viewings and full service from sale to completion. Oakmont Property Consultants, the professional high street estate agent charging internet prices. Call our head office on 01708 223344.
These days, sustainable business really does make sense. Ensuring your business is running as efficiently as possible, saving money on energy bills, lowering its carbon footprint. It's a great place to start. And if we told you your business could qualify for a low-case grant of up to £10,000 without payback to help it grow and grow greener, would you want to miss out? Register your business interest today. www.lowcase.co.uk. Grant funding for greener business growth.
Phoenix FM.
Okay, slightly out of sync today, but now it's time for today's Danny's Choice. And Danny's gone old school on this today. With a bit of a modern twist, but this band, a really strange band, because they've got such a big following, but they never really played on mainstream radio and stuff like that. And it really annoys me. They've got such a cult following, and they are quality. They are live. They really are. And so if you don't know these, check these out. This is Danny's Choice for today. This is the Jewelers, and this is Red Light.
So weary, I'm caught in a trap. There's no looking back for me this time. I've lost everything I've ever wanted. Need to fight off this troubling. I break out the bubble that I'm in. I've been running away from myself. Running away from myself. You are the only one who could save me. You stop me like a red light while I'm speeding in the fast lane. And I can't hold on. It's too late to turn around. You stop me like a red light while I'm speeding in the fast lane. Hold on, it's too late to turn around. I say, I gave up hope, got tired of waiting. Now I see heaven every day. Oh, when I look into your eyes, I never thought I'd ever find you. My diamond in the rough. I can never have enough of you. Now I've only got you on my mind. Only got you on my mind. I've left all my troubles and woes behind me. You stop me like a red light while I'm speeding in the fast lane. And I can't hold on. It's too late to turn. Stop me like a red light while I'm speeding in the fast lane. And I can't hold on. It's too late to turn around. I see. Me like a red light. Na 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 na
your head's bumping, now you're talking from your seats. If this is what you want, and over there, throw your hands up in the air, because you know we bring the sound so unique. Now everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, getting down with five when we come your way. Move it to the left, now you shake it to the right, because you know we gotta keep this party bumping through the night. Check me out.
Hey, yo, 7654321. I'm on the microphone, got you hot like the sun. So I 1, 2, 3, now I'm waiting on the floor. Kick down the door and turn it up a little more.
If you got the feeling, jump up to the ceiling. I'll be getting down tonight. 1 if you're gonna, 2 if you wanna, 3 cause everything's alright. If you got the feeling, let's stop the dreaming. I'll be getting down tonight. It's just round the corner. Tell me if you wanna fight, we'll make you feel alright.
Move it at the back to the track. We got it going on, we're the leaders of the pack. And if you feel alright, hold it tight. See, we want to carry you on, cause we're gonna take you through into the dawn. Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, getting down with five when we come your way. So raise up your arms as we drop it on the one. You see, we're gonna carry on, because the fun has just begun. Check us out.
Hey yo, 7654321. I'm on the microphone, got you hot like the sun. So I 1, 2, 3, now I'm waiting on the floor. Kick down the door and turn it up a little more.
Got the feeling, jump up to the ceiling. I'll be getting down tonight. 1 if you're gonna, 2 if you wanna, 3 cause everything's alright. If you got the feeling, let's stop the dreaming. I'll be getting down tonight. It's just round the corner. Tell me if you wanna fight, we'll make you feel alright.
We go there. Five, we've got the feeling. Thanks to all the people messaging in. Really appreciate it. A big shout out to Adam. Adam messaging. He's just come out of the cinema after watching the latest Spider-Man film. Bit emotional, Adam, was it? Oh, yes. Good film, though, isn't it? Isn't it great? I have to say it's up there with probably one of the best Marvel films I've seen, I have to say. It's, yeah, it was really, really good. And I really liked it. And I hope you did, well, obviously you did, if you're emotional. So I will play something for you, my friend, and I hope you're well. A big shout out as well to Lucy, who's messaged in to say, I'm just about to go out shopping, been loving the music today, really enjoyed your guests from Thurrock Court Players. Thank you for bringing them in, and I'm going to be booking tickets for the show. It's lovely to hear. Now, today's cover from another, that that went down a storm. It really did. As suspected, everyone loved the original, not the cover version, but the cover version has certainly made an impact. So for those that weren't listening, I played Common People by Pulp, and the cover version was by, wait for it, William Shatner. Yes, and it was it was an experience, it really was. But lots of people messaged in, Laura's messaged in to say, what is this? Never heard of this cover version before. No, I hadn't. I hadn't heard of this, which is why I picked it for today. It was amazing, wasn't it? Really was. But Laura said it's the original for me, obviously. Dave has messaged in to say, Pulp, a big fan of Pulp, as always have been. Jarvis Cocker, one of the greatest musical talents we've produced in the past 20, 30 years. What hell is this cover version? Yes, I know what you mean. Tom messaged in to say, really loving this. I'm sorry, the cover version, I don't know if it's a wind-up or not. It's not a wind-up. William Shatner released an album of cover versions. I was looking at it yesterday, and he covered some really crazy stuff on there. He covered Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. He covered Fly Me to the Moon, but none of it's sung, it's all spoken. It's very random. I will see what I can find and I'll see what I can do for you and dig it out. But yeah, I might play it again for you next week. I really might, just because it was something a little bit different.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 2:00.